Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap for Saturday, April 6th, 2024. Leading our news roundup today, a Melbourne couple have encountered a severe financial hurdle following their denied travel insurance claim. After returning early from a Bali vacation due to a medical event, they found themselves facing the unpredicted storm of insurance detail. Their insurer, Tokio Marine and Nichido Fire Insurance, pushed back the claim based on the distinction between single-trip and multi-trip coverage. This case accentuates the necessity for travelers to accurately grasp and verify their travel insurance minutiae before setting out. It brings to attention a crucial aspect of both our personal and business insurance services at Financial Services Online and invites our audience to get all their questions answered at financialservicesonline.com.au. Moving on to workplace developments. Come August, Australia will be at the forefront of employee well-being with the introduction of a new law prioritizing work-life balance. This law empowers the staff of substantial corporations to dismiss work-related calls and messages post-hours without ramifications, given the requests are not reasonable. Beginning with larger firms this year, this ruling will extend to smaller businesses in 2025. Start preparing for this significant managerial and cultural realignment aimed at harmonizing business operations, legal expectations, and mental health of staff. On the front of superannuation, there's considerable turbulence. The Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia has cast doubts over a proposal to utilize superannuation funds for home deposits. An analysis suggests that this policy could inadvertently prefer high-income earners and potentially inflate housing prices. With this, it may render home ownership increasingly unreachable for low-income individuals. It's an alert to the risks of amplifying the socioeconomic discrepancy, urging a meticulous review to assure fair housing opportunities for all Australians. Description of the Superfund continues as the federal government tackles past taxation difficulties superannuation members face during successor fund transfers. They've proposed amendments to the Income Tax Assessment Act to smooth out the process and expedite fair treatment of members post involuntary fund mergers. This progressive and retrospective reform aims to prevent distortions in the transfer balance accounts that could otherwise lead to cap breaches and tax concerns for retirees. These changes not only offer stability but also encourage member and stakeholder participation in the consultation for these tax modifications. Always remember, with the rapidly changing financial landscape, it's essential to keep informed. We at Financial Services Online are here to assist, complementing your understanding of insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. For further insight into today's news or seek advice to your situation, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Once again, this is Paige Estrotori with your daily financial services news wrap. Stay informed. Stay ahead.